Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 24th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Vice President Kamala Harris assailed Donald Trump on Tuesday at her first campaign rally since replacing President Joe Biden as a Democratic presidential candidate. At the same time, a Reuters poll showed her taking a marginal lead over her Republican rival. In her 17-minute speech, Harris aggressively went after Trump's vulnerabilities, comparing her background as a former prosecutor to his record as a convicted felon. Harris leads Trump 44% to 42% in the Reuters Ipsos poll, while Trump now says he's willing to debate Harris multiple times. Meantime, for the Washington Post, the Secret Service has asked Trump not to hold outdoor rallies. And nursing home workers in Washington State have come back from the White House with renewed resolve to fight for their union contract. Details from Eric Tegedoff.
A delegation of SEIU members was in Washington, D.C. last week to meet with the Biden-Harris administration. Grinesh Chetty, who works at the nursing home company Aegis Ravenna in Seattle and is a member of SEIU 775, was among them. He says members of the administration encouraged him to file a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board over contract negotiations with his employer.
Even we were told that a lot of big corporations like Aegis, what they do is they intentionally start letting go of employees that do support the union or want a union.
Chetty and his co-workers voted to form a union in March 2023, but the union has yet to secure its first contract. A spokesperson for Aegis Living says its objective is to foster a strong and unified team environment, and that it's proud of its 2,700 employees serving 2,500 residents.
Next on the healthcare beat to Colorado, where insurance companies lack incentives to fight back against prices charged by some hospitals.
The rates Medicare pays hospitals are carefully calculated to cover the actual cost of care in an efficient healthcare facility. But Anthem, Cigna, United, and other commercial health insurers in Colorado are paying significantly more than Medicare, according to a new Center for Improving Value in Healthcare report. Kristen Paulson with the center says it would make sense for hospitals to charge commercial insurers a little more than Medicare to help expand services and shore up hospital bottom lines.
But the data that we've just released demonstrates that hospitals are getting four, five, or sometimes even six times what Medicare pays, and that's well beyond what we'd expect, simply to strengthen a business bottom line or expand care.
Using a new healthcare payment comparison tool, the center found that while commercial insurers are paying more, overall payments compared to Medicare dropped by 4% between 2019 and 2022 across all facility types statewide. Paulson notes programs including the new Colorado Option Plans, which are held to a percentage of Medicare rates, can help keep costs down. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Public News Service. Food insecurity is one of many problems faced by folks in Arkansas, but it appears to be hitting one group especially hard.
The term ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed, which means people who are working but still struggling to pay their bills. According to the latest research from the nonprofit Feeding America, Arkansas has the second highest food insecurity rate in the nation. The report shows 30% of Black families are food insecure. Ryan Burton with the Arkansas Food Bank says it's a discouraging trend.
It's not just something that happened in the last year. I think this is a result of years and decades of people who have often been marginalized and had obstacles that they've had to transcend.
Burton says he thinks the increased food insecurity rate could be related to the rising cost of groceries and the loss of federal COVID-19 assistance. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Every county in Arkansas has a food insecurity rate higher than the national average of 13.5%. And Iowa is one of 13 states not participating in a federal summer food program for kids.
Sunbucks was established by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2020 to make sure kids have enough food in the summer when schools aren't in session. Iowa didn't take part in the program this year, as Governor Kim Reynolds cited administrative costs. Ann Disher with Common Good Iowa, part of the Iowa Hunger Coalition, says the Sunblocks program can help families stretch their budget.
It really helps increase consumption of healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, without increasing consumption of, say, sugar-sweetened drinks. So not only is it really a huge help for families who are struggling to make ends meet, but it really has health benefits as well.
I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, from Alex Gonzalez, the federal government looking to combat the climate crisis and protect public lands in Utah and around the country by empowering young adults.
AmeriCorps' Ken Goodson says its newly launched partnership with U.S. Forest Service will give people ages 18 to 26 hands-on experience in wildlife mitigation, reforestation, conservation, and resource management.
Origin story here is largely one based on successful history of AmeriCorps programs in working in the environmental conservation space, and then just the increasing risk that we see through a greater frequency of fires and a greater intensity of fires, particularly here in the Mountain West.
More than 40,000 acres have burned in Utah so far this year. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators and content at publicnewsservice.org.